This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A fire burning in southern Colorado is about half contained. The U.S. Forest Service says the Lopez fire has burned more than 90 acres in Sawatch County since Sunday. Officials say a lightning strike was the likely cause, and no injuries or damaged structures have been reported. The area is expected to see winds up to 15 miles an hour through the weekend, but fire lines have limited growth the last 2 days. A Littleton small business owner met with Vice President Kamala Harris at the White House today to advocate for immigration reform. CPR's Rachel Estabrook explains.
They met on the 10th anniversary of DACA, which temporarily protects from deportation some immigrants brought to the U.S. as kids. But the program could end this year due to legal challenges. Food businessman Alejandro Flores Munoz spoke inside the White House. He said he met with the vice president along with immigrants from four other states.
Our livelihood is in jeopardy, and the people in the highest offices need to hear our stories.
Flores Munoz says DACA was always meant to be temporary, and he wants to see a pathway to citizenship for so-called dreamers and people in the country unlawfully. Rachel Estabrook, CPR News.
Game one of hockey's Stanley Cup final is underway in Denver. The Colorado Avalanche are currently leading 3-1 against the Tampa Bay Lightning after the first period. And tomorrow, soccer's governing body will announce which U.S. cities will host World Cup games in 2026. Denver is one of 16 U.S. cities vying for World Cup matches. 10 will be chosen, along with 6 more from Canada and Mexico. You are listening to CPR News. It is 7:06.